In 2012, Mary Mifflin G was having a seizure in a parking lot, and the city of Miami's fire rescue responded.
And as they loaded Ms. Mifflin G out of the car, she was not strapped properly to the gurney. As they tried to put her into the ambulance, she fell out, striking her head violently.
So Dania Beach Democratic Representative Evan Jenny says as a result, Mary Mifflin G suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
She underwent a left craniectomy, a cranioplasty, a number of different issues that have come up, where she is numerous complication, dysphagia, hypertension, anemia of chronic disease, acute renal failure, respiratory distress, urinary tract infections, rectal bleeding, and deep vein thrombosis.
In 2013, Mary's sister, who's now her legal guardian, filed a lawsuit. The city of Miami agreed to settle for $2.5 million in 2015. Mary has received $200,000, but to get the rest, she needed legislative approval through what's known as the claims bill process. Jenny agreed to sponsor that bill this year, and it's one of the 13 claims bills sent to the governor for approval. This is the first time that claims bill was ever filed. That's unusual in a process that's often called flawed. Victims usually have to wait years to get legislative approval, even if all parties agreed on the settled claim. It's why Jenny says the claims bill process needs to be reformed. He'd filed two other claims bills this year. Both died in the legislative committee process. So Jenny, along with Tampa Republican James Grant, filed a measure to do just that, but it never got taken up in any committees. Still, Jenny says they'll be back next year.
Representative Jamie Grant, a Republican from the West Coast, and I'm a Democrat from the East Coast. We're working together on a bill to do just that, to reform that process. We've already started working with the chairs who might see that bill next year to find out what they need to see in it in order for it to get a hearing. So that's one that I'm going to definitely be bringing back. And I've made a commitment, and so is Representative Grant. So I'm going to keep carrying that bill until we get it done.
State Representative Grant chaired a committee on claims bills in 2013. At the time, he'd intended to put forth a committee bill to change the current claims bill process. Now he says he's trying to put a lot of those ideas into a bill everyone can get behind.
Yeah, I think it kind of stems out of some effort we've had in the House over the last few years. Representative Jenny and myself both feel passionate that the process ought to be a lot more transparent. It ought to be a lot less dependent on who your lobbyist is. Somebody who has legitimately, wrongfully been injured ought to not have to be subject to the chaos that sometimes is this process. So I think we're looking again next year.
While there was no Senate companion this year, Grant says there may be some senators willing to sponsor it next year.
Unfortunately, the Senate didn't file a bill this year. Like Senator Hudson's very interested, and others, to work with us to work on some of the reforms that came out of the select committee I chaired that we had in the House a couple years ago.
The bill includes a provision raising a local government's initial payout to a victim from the present $200,000 cap to $1 million. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.